Now, a few weeks ago, the now Republican nominee Donald Trump visited the small town of Monessen, Pennsylvania, 30 miles south of Pittsburgh. Monessen is an old steel mill town that's seen better days. Trump made some bold promises to the crowd.
This wave of globalization has wiped out totally our middle class. It doesn't have to be this way. We can turn it around, and we can turn it around fast.
Trump will surely make a similar pitch to a national audience tomorrow night in Cleveland. The World's Jason Margolis visited Monessen to hear what people thought of Trump's message.
79-year-old Lou Mavrakis was born and raised in Monessen. When he graduated high school, he went to work in a steel mill. Driving around, he points toward an empty landscape.
This is where the blast furnaces were, over there. Blast furnace over here. Blast furnace over here. We have three big ones.
Mavrakis is now the mayor here. Locals call him Mayor Lou. He says he has 400 blighted homes and 30 downtown buildings that he doesn't have money to tear down. We drive past rows of boarded-up homes with broken and blown-out windows.
All beautiful homes up here at one time when I was a kid. Now look at it. Unreal. Just look. Look at all this garbage. Forgotten world, that's who we are. Just look. Does this look like the best country in the world to live in? Just look.
There are some nice parts of town, but Mayor Liu and others in Monessen are angry for being left behind. Globalization has allowed parts of the U.S. to prosper, not here.
Global economy. Global economy, my ass. Not in Monessen. What has it done for us? Nothing.
Mayor Liu is a lifelong Democrat. He says he's appealed to members of Congress, even the president, for help, but nobody responds. He's desperate, so he reached out to Donald Trump.
I'll reach out to Putin if I have to. What would you do if you was in my situation?
When Trump came to Monessen, he made bold promises to put America first. Mayor Liu liked what he heard.
Why would you take care of other countries and let your country go like this? And you've been around. My city is not the only one. Why did they do that?
Mayor Liu says he's leaning toward voting for Trump. Monessen is a Democratic bastion, but others have also been persuaded by Trump's anti-globalization message, and they have yard signs to show it.
You've never seen a Republican sign in Monessen like that for president. You know what happened? People would throw eggs at their damn house or something. But you don't see that now. People don't care. They're pissed off.
Driving around, we saw contractor Billy Hands putting a new gutter on a roof. We stopped to talk.
I like Trump.
Why do you like Trump?
I like his ways. I like his thoughts on bringing the country back together again. I like him bringing jobs back. I like the people that want to move their companies out, and he wants to charge them for anything coming back in. He wants fair trade. So I think he's a good prospect. And I'm a Democrat.
So you're going to probably, it sounds like you're going to vote for Trump.
I'm going to vote for Trump, correct.
Have you voted for a Republican before?
No.
President?
No.
Yeah, and you said bringing jobs back. You think he can do it?
I think he could bring some back. It's naughty. It's not going to be easy, but I think he could bring some back. You know, he's got to get companies to invest.
But can Trump actually slow the tide of globalization and bring back jobs to places like Monessen? Economist Lee Brandstetter at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh says no.
We're not going to resurrect those giant steel factories full of high school graduates and even high school dropouts that used to ring Pittsburgh. That's not going to happen.
Brandstetter says first, technological improvements mean that we don't need as many manufacturing workers as we did a few decades ago. Second, a president needs congressional approval to levy tariffs on imports or amend trade deals. Bottom line, Brandstetter says a President Trump simply can't do what he says he would, at least on his own.
It's just unconscionable. He's selling false hopes. Basically, what he's saying is we can turn back the clock, right? You can't turn back the clock.
I suggested this to Trump supporters in Monessen. Meter maid Nancy Horvath, another longtime Democrat, didn't care. She likes Trump's message.
I'm hopeful. No one's mentioned bringing back any manufacturing until he did. Even if it's just for face value to get votes, at least he's going through the motions. That's more than any Democrat did.
Mayor Liu says that's what it's all about.
Is Steele ever going to come back here? No. I understand that. The thing is, he's giving people hope that he's going to do something about bringing some jobs here. That's what the man's doing. No one else is doing that.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Manesson, Pennsylvania.